Here's why you need to attend the Recruitment Coach Live Summit in London this September. Reason number one is networking. The opportunity to connect in person with like-minded recruitment business owners and share strategies and best practices. Of course, you can do that via Zoom or Teams, but the connection is deeper when you do it in real life. Wouldn't you agree? One of our previous attendees, Darcy, said that she loved the speakers and the content, but the best part for her was in between the sessions, the informal conversations with other successful business owners that sparked incredible insights and those aha moments. The quality of people in the room will be incredible, including many of the people you've heard me interview on this podcast. There's going to be big billing recruiters as well as business owners with multi-million pound businesses. What they all have in common is that they prioritize their own development. And no matter how successful they already are, they want to keep learning and growing. What's even more special and remarkable about this group is that they're all willing to share their knowledge and they're so generous at helping each other improve. Early bird pricing is still available. Register now by visiting recruitmentcoach.com/summit. Welcome to the Resilient Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Whitby. Recently, I was invited as a guest speaker on the Retained Recruiter Show, which is a weekly LinkedIn Live hosted by our good friends at iIntro. The topic was how to get more clients with content marketing. iIntro told me that this was one of the most popular live streams that they'd ever produced, and they've given me permission to share the recording with you on this podcast. So what you're about to hear is me talking with two people, James O'Brien and Joe Gregory, about how to get an ROI from investing some time and effort on content marketing. So what is content marketing? Content marketing is a marketing strategy that involves creating and distributing valuable, relevant content to your target audience on a consistent basis. You might think of it as education-based marketing. In essence, you're providing market insight and thought leadership that will benefit your clients and your candidates. And the benefit to you is that it positions you as an authority, someone with expertise, a trusted advisor instead of just a vendor. So with that context, let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to the Retained Recruiter Show. My name is James.
And my name is Joe. And as you can see today, we are also joined by somebody else. So we're looking forward to a really exciting show. Mark, we're going to come on to introduce you in a second. Welcome, everybody. Thanks very much for joining us.
Anyway, Mark, we are delighted that you joined us today. And for everybody listening, if you've not met Mark Whitby, Mark is the founder of Recruitment Coach, the world's leading coaching program for recruitment business owners. And since 2001, wow, that's 22 years, he's trained over 10,000 plus recruiters in 34 countries, which is extremely impressive. He's helped countless recruiters like you, all of you people listening today, to double or even triple their billings within 6 to 12 months and business owners to 10 times their company growth. Having worked closely with hundreds of recruiting, staffing, and executive search firms around the world, Mark has a unique insight into how the top producing recruiters and fastest growing companies operate. And as we're going to discover today, Mark has got a lot of great information on how he's going to help all of us. And Joe, let's talk us through, or let's guide us through what the topics are for today's discussion.
Yes, we're very excited. So Mark, we're going to pick your brains today. So we're talking about how clients can, you can get more clients with content marketing. So key today, which I know one of the biggest ones that I suffer from. So how do we overcome writer's block? How do we overcome procrastination when it comes to writing content or posting content, wherever we might be posting it? On that note, which types of marketing content gets the best results? Because I know sometimes we can get a bit overwhelmed with what should I actually be posting? What makes content marketing most effective? So, you know, where can I get the best return on investment? And then how do I best implement inbound and also outbound efforts, and maybe just a little bit about differences between those two. So those are our talking points, James.
Yeah, Mark, so not much for you to go on there, so welcome.
All right, I'm excited. This is one of my favorite topics and here with some of my favorite people. So I've been friends with iIntro for many years, so thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome, of course, as ever. Where do you want to kick in, Mark? I mean, yeah, I gave you a little bit of an intro there. I probably could have said a lot more, by the way. And for any of you who haven't looked up, please, you know, look up Mark on LinkedIn and do subscribe to the Resilient Recruiter podcast as well, by the way. That's an amazing tool. I think Mark has has spoken to. It's over 100 business leaders, Mark. Am I having?
Yeah, it's coming up for 200 now.
Wow.
200. Sorry, I was underselling you. Apologies.
Right. No problem. It's So, look, I'm evangelical about content marketing because, well, it's transformed my own business, and we've also seen the power of content marketing for our own coaching clients as well. So I would say at least 80% of our new clients come from inbound leads from content marketing. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's huge for us. So we really believe in it, we practice it, and we teach it to our clients as well.
That sounds brilliant. I mean, that's where we need to get everybody to, I think. And I imagine the countless number of people who are actually listening in, whether it's live or on replay, Mark, is going to fascinate them as well. So it's great to have evangelists on the show, because the passion will then come through the airwave, so to speak. So, yeah, let's absolutely kick off, shall we?
Well, yes, absolutely.
You guys are doing it right now. Like, this live stream is an example. This is a perfect example of content marketing, right? You guys have the Retain Recruiter show. You're sharing value consistently with the recruiter community, and that consistently sharing value, expertise, is the definition of content marketing. And it builds your audience. It makes people interested in iIntro and what you guys offer, because they can see that you're sincere, you genuinely want to help, that you're knowledgeable. And so they're attracted in by the topics and the guests, perhaps, that you're inviting on your show. But then they start to know, like, and trust, you know, both of you, Joe and James. And so that brings them into your world, into the top of the funnel. And then I'm sure, you know, many of those become clients of iIntro by first learning about you on the Retain Recruiter show. So that's what you guys are doing is a perfect example. Mm.
And we love doing the show as well, because we get to, you know, talk to people like you. It's a big learning experience for us. I mean, there's lots of different types of content out there, isn't there? What's good to use as content, do you think? I know we talked about videos. What could people use that's easy for them to use, that they'd have to spend forever trying to, you know, create, but that would add value to their audience, do you think?
Yeah. Okay, great. So, yeah, there's so many things that people can do to create content. So you guys are doing LinkedIn Live. I've got the Resilient Recruiter podcast, and we've helped quite a few recruitment business owners to launch their own podcast, by the way. But that is a bigger commitment, and with more complexity, more moving parts. Mm-hmm. So the simplest, easiest way for people to get started with content marketing and generate an ROI is through posting original content on LinkedIn. That's where anyone who joins our program, that is the very first thing that we get them doing in terms of content marketing. Later we move on to more advanced strategies and you know, being strategic and building their brand. But the beauty of posting original content on LinkedIn is that it's available to anybody, right? You don't have to have a big company. You don't have to have a marketing team. You know, every solo recruiter, small boutique search firm, or even individual recruiter working in a company, that opportunity is available to you. Okay. So anybody can do it. Number two, there is a measurable ROI that I can absolutely guarantee you if you're consistent over time. That's the key, is consistency over time. But there is a huge measurable ROI, and I can give you guys some examples later if you want. But number three, it's fun. It actually is fun to, because you get positive feedback, you get engagement from your network, and you spark conversations with people who maybe you're already connected to or people you're not connected to yet. And those conversations, those connections, and that sharing of knowledge that you're creating actually complements and amplifies all of your other business development activities. Okay. So that's really, I'm not saying that you should stop outbound and only do content marketing. It's not either or, it's both. So we need to be doing both, and they support each other.
You know, when you say there, Mark, the word that sometimes strikes fear, and it comes back to that writer's block that Joe was mentioning, is finding the original content. That's interesting. I used to work with an interesting guy many years ago now, but he's very big on LinkedIn. His name's Andy McCaskill. I don't know if you ever come across him, Mark.
Yeah.
But I remember talking to Collis back in 2014, something like that. And he's a good writer. You know, he's, you know, some people have a natural talent for that type of thing. But I remember we were just talking and we were in the office and it was a Monday morning. And he said, yeah, I just wrote something last night. And he was watching some other program. He said, why don't you try and create a story out of what you wrote last night? And he was saying this to the team. He was running the hiring team down there for us in the business room. And then I thought, last night I watched Antiques Roadshow. Yeah. How can I make something out of that? What we did is just did a little bit. We came and said, well, watching Antiques Roadshow, it reminded me how recruitment processes are antiquated and out of date. And what happens is you bring back things through and you can then sort of, you know, reverse that round. So, yeah, that was a piece of original content that we wrote and put out, yeah, you know, for example, to make it through. So sometimes little sparks can come from anywhere, but that word originality, I think, is one of those things. How does that originality tie in with things like ChatGPT, Mark? Because obviously everyone's going to ChatGPT, say, write me a blog or write me an article for LinkedIn. How does that come through?
Yeah, don't do it that way. I'll tell
you. Simple answer.
You can absolutely leverage. You can leverage generative AI like ChatGPT, and there's other tools, many other tools that we use. But the key is keeping it authentic, original, and being relatable at yourself. So it's sharing your knowledge, right, and in a relatable, authentic way. But in terms of like, where do you start? Where do you get ideas? This is a lot like going to the gym, guys. It's like the hardest part is just getting started. And then we need to make it habitual. And the more you do it, the easier it gets and the more fun it becomes. Because at first, it may seem like, oh, I don't know what to talk about. And we actually have a program for our clients where we get them to plan 30 days of content in 30 minutes. But really, all we're giving them is a structure, a framework, and some prompts, i.e. questions or topic ideas to get them thinking. But I'll give you one of those right now. And that is, think about the business conversations you're already having every day. Think about a conversation you had with a client or a candidate the day or yesterday. And I'm sure there's one conversation that stands out that could inspire a LinkedIn post. Okay. The reason this is an awesome source of content is, number one, we're always having new conversations, right? And so it's like an endless, unlimited supply, I'm trying to say, of content ideas. But number two, it's going to be relevant to your target audience. Because, for example, maybe you're talking to a hiring manager and they're frustrated or, they're expressing a challenge with hiring. Okay. Now, by sharing, obviously you're going to do that anonymously. You're not going to name the person that you had the conversation with, but you're going to distill the essence of that conversation into a LinkedIn post. And those same challenges, those same frustrations, those same pain points that one hiring manager is experiencing is going to resonate really strongly with the other clients that you want to reach. And so that post is going to grab their attention and they're going to think, oh, wow, she really understands, she understands my problems, my pain. She ain't showing empathy and expertise here. So then it makes you immediately credible and it draws people to you. And so this is where ChatGPT is not going to be able to replicate a story about a genuine conversation that you had with a customer where there is emotion. You're sharing that story. You're telling a story about a real case, a real person, and bringing the emotion into it. ChatGPT is not going to be able to do that. Okay. Now, what you can absolutely use, we actually found for writing, we prefer a tool called Claude.ai. It's in the person's name, Claude. And we find it's better for writing than ChatGPT. But what you can do is, because sometimes we have people who say, look, I'm dyslexic or I don't have a facility with written, with words, right? I can speak. A lot of recruiters are great at talking, right? They may or may not be as confident with writing. So if you have an idea for an article and you can put the basics into a tool like ChatGPT and just ask it to write you a LinkedIn post based on what you've inputted, then and polish it up, then that's fine. What you can even do is, now there may be GDPR considerations here, so I'm not advising you to do this, but something that I would certainly have no problem doing is we record all of our sales calls, all of our coaching calls, et cetera. And I would encourage recruiters to do the same. Record your recruiting calls, record your sales calls, especially if they're on Zoom or Teams or what have you. You can take a transcript of that conversation and you could upload it to one of these tools and say, you know, write me a LinkedIn post about the, you know, key challenges, frustrations, and the solution we came up with or something like that, right? And then it's taking an actual situation and coming up with content for you. I'm going to stop talking and let you guys...
No, Mark, I think you gave pretty great advice there, because that bit about ChatGPT not being the answer, I mean, I just thought the answer, you know, that's going to be the answer to all my prayers. It's not. And you were really sort of direct on that response, which is fascinating. And I think, yeah, by the way, we both got different ideas eventually getting to the gym. It eventually becomes fun, but that's a different story for another day. But I get the concept of what you're talking about. I suppose one of the things that sits there, Mark, is when people look at this, is how much time do you need to put aside to do content marketing? Because, you know, when you said there that, you know, you spoke about a 30-day content plan, so it's something that, yeah, we talk a lot about as well, Mark. We complement each other quite nicely. And one of the things we talk about in the Retained Recruiter Academy ourselves, when we're sort of training recruiters, is to think about that planning section. Mm-hmm. And some of the content that we suggest is inspirational rather than actual, as in to give people the inspiration and drive. And that's what we try to give through our training program. It complements what you do. Yours is more, you know, more specific in the detail on that side, but we'll certainly do that there. But how much time should one put aside for doing, you know, writing content or preparing it?
Okay, great question. It depends on how frequently you're going to post. But so the step one is commit to a schedule. Okay. Are you going to post 5 days a week, 7 days a week, 3 times a week, 2 times a week? Obviously, daily is ideal, but not all of us can sustain that. So you need to pick something that you can commit to and sustain consistently. Okay, so let's say it's 3 times a week. All right, so that means you need to post approximately 12 times per month. So like you could, let's say ideally it takes you 20 minutes per post. Okay, and you're going to do that 3 times a week. That means you need an hour a week to write that content. Okay. So hopefully everybody listening or watching could carve out an hour per week to generate 3 posts, especially, and this is the important bit, like to do anything, whether it's going to the gym or posting on LinkedIn or launching a podcast, whatever it is you want to do, you have to have the desire, the motivation to want to do that. And in order to have the motivation, you have to believe that you're going to get something from it. You're going to get some kind of result, right? So one quick example is Rich Rosen is a guy I've had on my podcast a couple of times. He's a software sales recruiter in Boston. And he had never posted on LinkedIn, or I won't say never, but he seldomly posted on LinkedIn. And he came to one of our events and we inspired him to go for it. And he's told us that he generated $100,000 in business within 45 days just from starting to post a couple of times a week and put a few videos out there. And he was amazed, but that there really is an ROI. So if you believe that you're going to get a result and you just commit to a schedule, like literally an hour a week is enough to get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm. Right. Recruiters being as such, I think there is an element of wanting to get instant gratification from LinkedIn. That's not really how content marketing works, is it?
Right.
So we've talked there about, you know, how much time do you need to give it in order to actually get onto the whatever platforms you're using. My other question would be, how long do you think you need to give it, Mark, before you start, as long as a piece of string type situation, but how long do you think you need to give it before you might start to be seeing some engagement results?
Yeah. So this is a forever strategy. Okay. This is like investing part of your income into a pension, or investing like X number of hours per week to run or go to the gym. This is not something that you do, like, you're not going to say, okay, I'm going to do this for 8 weeks and then I'll be good. I'll have invested all I need to. I'll have exercised all I need to. Like, we want to create something positive that you're doing that you just basically will do forever. And then this question doesn't really, I think it's the wrong question to say, well, how quickly will I get results, right? That's, of course, we all want that instant gratification, but I can't guarantee you when those results are gonna come. And it's a bit like, you know, it's the same with any business development or marketing activity. Like, I could cold call all day and not get anything out of it. But then, and then I might say, well, that doesn't work, so I'm not going to do that anymore. But maybe the next day I pick up 2 new clients, right? So it's about, you know, being in the right place at the right time. But by showing up on LinkedIn consistently, you're giving yourself the opportunity to be in that right place at the right time. And more importantly, you're creating what we call top of mind awareness, TOMA, okay? Mm-hmm. So one of our clients, Mike Williams, has this awesome hybrid strategy of outbound and inbound. So he cold calls every day. It's just part of his daily practice in order to build his business. By the way, Mike has billed $1.2 million in the very first 15 months of his business. And yeah, he's just a phenomenal recruiter. So he cold calls every day. But the other thing he does is he posts on LinkedIn every day. And when he makes a new connection on LinkedIn, he calls them. And when he calls someone, has a conversation, he connects on LinkedIn. So he's combining both those strategies. And what happens is that he cold calls someone. Most people, the very first time you call them, you're not going to do business with them right then and there, right? But then he's connecting with them. And then they're seeing his content in their newsfeed. And they're coming to know, like, and trust him. And he told us a story about a hiring manager who called. He cold called her. And then months later, he got an inbound order from that company because, and he'd forgotten all about it, but because they'd seen his content over and over in their newsfeed, he was the first recruiter they thought of when they had a hiring need. So that's what we're trying to create.
Yeah, I think it's hard though, because he won't have known that she was seeing his content and looking at it, and it was building that level of familiarity to such an extent that then it triggered her, connecting with him or contacting him. I think that's sometimes the hardest thing about engagement is you don't, other than likes and comments, which isn't everything, is it? And that's, you know, I want to ask you a question on that as well in a bit. But, sure, you know, other than that, silence isn't necessarily rejection. It could be working. It's just that you can't necessarily see people's reactions.
Absolutely.
To what you're posting.
In fact, when people start doing this, and then the beauty of it is, like, then when you do call someone or you send them a LinkedIn connection request or a direct message on LinkedIn, then often they'll say, oh, I follow your content, Joe. And they already know who you are, which dramatically increases your response rate.
Yeah.
Right. Even though you didn't know that they were reading your content, they'd never commented, they'd never liked any of your posts, but they were seeing it and it was having an impact.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I've got a little takeaway from what Mark just said there. It's interesting when you bring the parallel between business development, cold calling, and content marketing. And so my little takeaway is content marketing, like business development, is a forever activity.
Mm.
So I think that's where we need to take that one through. So I think that's helpful.
There is a distinction though. And this is why, like, if you need business today or next week, then, you know, you need to use outbound. Okay. But if you're trying to build a brand and, become a recognized authority in your space and ultimately to generate inbound leads, then, you know, content marketing will deliver that over time. But also it's just this virtuous cycle. So it's hard to really explain to someone who's not experienced it, but I want you to just imagine how many opportunities and people you could attract into your life, into your business, by just putting yourself out there and sharing value with your ecosystem that you serve, the rewards that come from that are just absolutely mind-blowing in terms of goodwill, in terms of, you know, people just feel connected to you, and you may have never spoken to them before. And that is so powerful. So like so many amazing things have happened to me since I launched my podcast in 2019, from obviously attracting new clients, but then, you know, some of those clients then refer to you to other people. And then, you know, so I can think of one example. One lady who found us through the podcast is Gail Audibert, who's the president of the Pinnacle Society. So she heard about us through the podcast, and then she invited me to speak at their annual conference, which led to us getting more clients, which then led to more referrals. And it's just this massive snowball, which all stems back from that decision I made in 2019 to launch this podcast. I had no idea what I was doing. It was overwhelming and intimidating, but I just decided to go for it and get started and ask Greg Savage if he'd be my first guest. And he agreed to do it. So I interviewed him and I published it. And now I've done it almost 200 times and we've gotten good at it over time. But when I first started, I had no clue what I was doing, but I just had faith that something positive would come out of it. And that's definitely been the case.
Yeah. Well, Mark, the secret to getting ahead is getting started. And so, you know, hats off to you back in 2019 in terms of getting that particular piece. And it sort of answers in an indirect way one of my questions. But, you know, you've answered eloquently throughout this call, because there is no instant result. Yeah, like, as you said, if you want the instant gratification, you need some business tomorrow. You've got to do something else. But that medium to long term, yeah, it's not, you know, and I'm saying medium to long, not short to medium, but medium to long term is it becomes that forever activity that you spoke about. And it gets easier, is what you're saying as well, because what you've got to do, it's like one of those things, you know, how many days do you have to do something for it to be a habit? Is it 56 days or something like that, that somebody said?
21.
Yeah, is it 21? Okay, well, it may be 56 for me to get to that gym. But I think, yeah, whatever, if you keep on doing it, it gets easier, doesn't it, in terms of what we're trying to do. And obviously, you know, our focus, Mark, as you know, and this is where it ties in nicely, because in your content position, you as an authority, that authority and the type of clients we work with, and most of our clients are very, you know, again, we share a lot of clients, Mark, thank God. Yeah, we work on the retained market. And as you would have seen a banner up there, if you want to download something, have a look at retainroadmap.com. And that'll sort of give you some ideas on what to do, because these are all the things that Joe and I and Mark in his business compared to our business, this is what we try and help people with. And I don't know whether I thought you were going to jump in, Joe, earlier, because Mark was talking about the mindset. Yeah. And again, that's something you major on a lot, because it's one of your favorite topics when you're training people. So, yeah, I think that's helpful for people to come through as well. So really interesting stuff. Joe, any more questions?
Yes, I have got 1,000 questions. But I'm going to try.
You don't have to raise your hand, Joe.
Boil it down to two. Thank you. It'd be our show. Thank you for the comments, by the way. There's some comments coming in as well, which is great. So if anyone else has any questions, we'll try and answer them. Or, of course, if you're not, you can connect with all of us after this as well. So we talked about podcasts. We talked about lots of other things. I think sometimes writer's block kicks in a little bit. I love sort of marketing in real time. Think about what you're doing and then use that, because it's relevant and it's authentic. And that's a great tip. What do you think in terms of video versus audio versus images versus et cetera? What do you think is going to get the best engagement from you, in your opinion, from what you've seen?
Okay, so there are pros and cons to all of those things. And ideally, you want to do a variety of all of the above, Joe. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, some written, just text-only posts, publish some polls, do an image-based post, do a video. You can record a video on your smartphone. You know, literally, you don't have to overcomplicate it. So ideally, all of the above. But I guess in an ideal world, you'd be sharing video and or images, featuring yourself. So maybe you with a client or you with your team, things like that. You at an industry conference, because you want people to get to know you and recognize you and to perceive you as that authority. So they have to know who you are and what you look like, right? And then video is even more powerful because they hear your voice. They get a feeling for your personality more so than they would from a written post. But having said all that, we just want people to do whatever they're going to be able to maintain consistently, right? And if just writing a written post is that's it, then that's what you should do. And like I've interviewed a lot of people on the show, and that's literally all they do. So I'm thinking of Mike Williams being one we mentioned earlier. Alex Elliott, I've had on the show a couple of times. He's a British entrepreneur. You guys might know Alex. They just do text only posts.
Yeah.
And that built them a really great following. So you don't have to overcomplicate it. Video would be awesome, but if you feel more comfortable just getting started with text, then that's what you should do.
Or pictures, which, let's talk about marketing in real time as I waffle my hands around because my lights have gone off in my office. There we are. This would make a great post, wouldn't it?
There you go. Perfect. Okay. Yeah.
What we've been doing today with the wonderful Mark Whitby. So that will be my post for tomorrow now, which is great. So there you go. Instant posting content.
So Joe, you mentioned like, where do you get ideas? Once you start concentrating on, I'm going to post 3 times a week, ideas will start coming to you. And it's spotting those opportunities day to day, like you and your team are going to an event or you're involved in a conference or you're doing like just capturing those moments that of what you're already doing and sharing those, you know, there's endless opportunities there.
Yeah. I remember once being told, it's a brilliant tip because you've got this with you all the time and you look at articles and a feed and just keep a swipe file, take pictures, screenshot things, keep a file of like an inspiration file. So you can dip into that. And I do that now. And you're right. Every day now I've got like a buildup of things that I want to post about. So you're right. Once you start, you can't really stop. I've got a final question. If we've got you mentioned ROI before, and you said that there would be a way of kind of measuring. Would you mind sharing a little bit of that with us?
Certainly. So, I mean, look, without getting overly complicated, just simply always asking, how did you hear about us, or what prompted you to call, or why did you accept my call, etc., and just tracking that, you'll. You know, it's not a perfect science. I'm sure that a marketing, director would want to use tracking codes and stuff like that. But that is the simplest way for an average person to track ROI. And our clients, like I mentioned Rich earlier, have been able to measure clients who told them, I found you because of your LinkedIn content. And that has generated many, many placements and hundreds of thousands in placements.
I think that's a nice, simple way. And it's as old as the hills, that particular one. But sometimes we forget to go back and ask people that simple question. I just got one question. Finbar on the comments has asked an interesting question. I don't know how you feel about answering this one. So let me read it out for you. Do you have any recommendations, Mark, to go from impressions to leads, especially as LinkedIn penalizes content that drives traffic to your own website?
Okay.
Big question.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's absolutely. So we have, you can do this yourself. I have a team member, Ryan, who's our lead gen specialist. And every day, like full time, he's growing my network and he's sending messages and sparking conversations with people and booking appointments for us. But what he does, one of the things he does on a daily basis is just look at who has engaged with our LinkedIn content. And then are we already connected? And if not, then let's connect. And if they are, then let's just send them a note. Hey, thanks for liking my post today. What was it about this, piece of content that, resonated for you, or something that's going to start a conversation? So Finbar's right. Like impressions in and of themselves don't generate ROI, but they are a worthwhile KPI to see how much reach you're getting from your posts and be able to compare different types of posts to see which ones get more reach. But ultimately, you have to proactively convert those into conversations.
Goes back to that TOMA, doesn't it? Top of mind awareness, in terms of the thing that you spoke about earlier. So that's really good. Listen, I'm just conscious that we said we keep people half an hour and we sort of overrun a little bit, but Mark, time flies as ever.
I know.
We are going to welcome you back in the future. And you've enjoyed listening to Mark today, just watch out. He will be back with us probably in the new year at some point. We'll have a new year refresher for everybody. But it's been fascinating, Mark. We do appreciate you, as always, coming on and recommending us. Here at iIntro, we are here to help you if you're looking to transition all or part of your business to a more retained service, and you can get in touch with us, get in touch with ourselves, and we'll sort of share with you how we can help you. There you go, Joe's pointing it out for us. Mark, if you've not already subscribed to the Resilient Recruiter podcast, I recommend you go and find that on LinkedIn. You watch out though, because as soon as you impress it, then press the button, you're going to get a contact call from Ryan, which is
oh, yeah.
Now we know all the tricks, Mark. Oh,
absolutely.
Man. There we go.
You have to practice.
So Mark, indeed. Anything finally to leave people with a nugget to take away? Anything interesting you want to say before we say goodbye?
Yeah, just remember, content marketing, anybody can do it. You will get an ROI if you're consistent and you stick with it, and it can be fun. That's my final message for content marketing.
That's great.
All right, thanks.
Mark, didn't mean to cut across.
I just think it's been great. I think sometimes the best advice is just do it, try. Right. And I think that it doesn't have to be perfect, does it? You've just got to go out and start doing it. And I think it's been brilliant. Thank you very much, Mark. I look forward to having you back on the show at some point.
Yes, please. I look forward to it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Hope you found some great tips, and we'll see you on the Retained Recruiter Show next time. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Bye, Mark. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Resilient Recruiter. I know how busy recruiters are, so I'm honored that you're investing this time with me each week. I don't take your attention for granted. That's why I'm going all out to deliver value for you here, real insights you can apply to improve your business. And if you really want to help me to reach a wider audience and impact more people, please consider leaving the show a review on Apple Podcasts. And if you leave me a review, please reach out and let me know so I can thank you personally. Please hit the subscribe button, and I'll see you next time.